Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
I am riding a high. I'm starting to come off of it actually right now. off of one of the most thrilling, exhilarating nights I have had probably in 20 years. That didn't include alcohol. So I got to tell you about this night last night, and Kristen's going to be able to feel me on this. So Gamoa last night had their annual fundraiser, and they've been helping out Burt's Big Adventure now for 3 years. And Gamoa is the Georgia Amusement and Music Operators Association. Essentially what they do is when you walk into like a QT or a store and you see those like gaming, what would you call them?
Machines.
Gambling machines, gaming machines. They're the ones that supply them all, right? And it's a pretty big industry in Georgia and around the country. A couple of years ago, they decided that at the convention that they have here in Atlanta, that Burt's Big Adventure was going to be their charity of choice. So a few years ago, when all these men and women from around the country come into town for this convention, they slice out just a little bit of their banquet time to raise money for Burt's Big Adventure in an auction. And each year, one of us goes up there and we tell them about Burt's Big Adventure because they got new members coming in and out. So we have to tell them what Burt's Big Adventure is about every single year.
I think the first year, Molly was the one who attended, who is our executive director of Burt's Big Adventure.
And they raised how much the first year?
I mean, more than we anticipated because she cried and she was embarrassed.
Yeah, like her knee, like knee buckling types of money. I mean, keep in mind, Burt's Big Adventure, this trip that we take down to Disney World every year, you guys know about it. We take kids that have chronic and terminal illnesses down to Disney World, and it's so much more than that. And it's a small organization. So when we have a fundraiser that raises, I don't know, $50,000 in one night, that is huge for us. I don't know what that number was the first year, but it was well above $50,000.
It was over six figures.
It was over six figures. And I think at the time, maybe that was our largest one-night fundraiser ever in the history of Burt's Big Adventure. And Gamoa did that. Last year, Kristen goes and she hosts it and she tells everybody at Gamoa about Burt's Big Adventure. And at that point, it becomes the largest single night fundraiser that Burt's Big Adventure has ever had. With Kristen's help and everybody at Gamoa, last year they made...
I don't know how much we made last year.
$275,000.
Wow.
In one night.
Because I don't remember how, I knew it was like mind blowing because Molly, she cried again and she was embarrassed because she cried in front of everybody. But I got up there and I was talking. And it was shortly after baby, and I tried wearing Spanx. I thought I was going to pass out on stage. I seriously could not breathe. And so I'm starting to talk, and I'm like, and I literally stop my speech, and I'm like, y'all, I just got to let you know my Spanx are too tight, and I cannot breathe right now. So give me a beat.
It is literally the first thing that Sean said to me last night is, hey, you might want to take a tip from Kristen. She made this joke last year, so you might want to light the crowd up.
It wasn't a joke. It was for real.
So I said to Sean, well, if it worked last year, I'm going to use the same joke this year.
Did you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, that would have been hilarious.
That would have been funny.
So, I mean, $275,000, you guys, that was last year. And what a tremendous amount of money for Burt's Big Adventure and what we do. I was going into this night not wanting to make $1 less than you. I did not want to walk in here and say that Kristen made more money than I did last year, even though I had nothing to do with it.
You know, it's not about the kid, y'all.
No.
It's just about us beating each other.
But I was certainly feeling a little bit of pressure, right? Okay. I just wanted to come in here and say, oh, I didn't want to go, Kristen, you did $100,000 better than I did. It's probably one of the most touching nights I have ever witnessed in my life. And for me to try to explain in words what was going down in that room last night is almost impossible. I'm going to try, though. So you walk into this banquet room and they're having a casino night. So on one side of the room, there's all these blackjack tables and everything set up. And in the rest of the room, it's all these tables where everybody's eating. There's a stage there as well. Well, even beforehand, I got there and I started shaking some hands. I could immediately tell this was a special group, and I don't know what it was about it, but you could just, sometimes when you're doing this so long, you could just tell when the heart's in the right place.
The energy in the room.
The energy is just different, man. It was just different with Kamoa. It really was. And I can't put my finger on it. I can't explain it, but I knew something special was going to happen that night. I just didn't know what. So anyway, they start the auction. They do their own auction for Gamoa, and they raise money for within their own organization. And then it was our turn. So they run a video of Bert's Big Adventure, which takes about 90 seconds. And then I go up there and I start talking about Bert's Big Adventure and our programs. And I'm doing the best I can because in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, you know what? I got to tug on these heartstrings for what? To beat Kristen.
Now, before you go into exactly what you said, the email that we got from Molly, our executive director this morning, at 12:34 a.m. last night, letting us know the grand total, she said, Bert, my friend, I've seen you give many speeches in my time. You crushed it tonight at Gamoa. That was your best yet. What happened?
You. It was your total last year. It had nothing to do with the kids. Zero to do with the kids. I'm just kidding. It was a continuation, honestly, of, I know this sounds so cheesy, you guys. The love that was going around that room, you could just feel it.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't feel like at one point it was me talking. But either way, I deliver this, right? And Jonathan, I think his name is, grabs the mic to do the auction now. So he starts asking people, like, is there anybody here that was touched by what Bert said? Can you raise your hand for $100, right? Hand, 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 all around the room. These are all $100 donations. And what do you think? There's 400 people in the room? 500 people in the room?
It's an impressive amount of people.
All right, now, to as much as the great things I'm going to say about Gamoa, they didn't think this one through very well because people had to like raise their hands and then shout their name out for their $100. So the auctioneer is going from one person to the other person to the other person, and they're writing them all down. They're doing the best they can, but they're so overwhelmed by hands going up. Then he says, all right, how about $500? Just as many hands start going up. So now we're at 100. 500, and they're doing all the counting. I see everybody sort of on the side writing the names down, and they're starting to do the math. The auctioneer at that point again says, anybody else for $1,000? Hand after hand after hand after hand. All of the hands weren't even up yet when people were starting to run up to the stage and whisper in the auctioneer's ear, I'll give $5,000.
Whoa.
And then he said, well, if he's going to give $5,000, is there anybody else here that will give $5,000? Hand goes up after hand goes up. The room is exploding now as people are clapping and hands are going up. One dude raises both his hands and the auctioneer goes, there's another $5,000. And the dude goes, I've got two hands up. He's raising $10,000.
Wow.
So from his $10,000, it goes to another $10,000. Somebody in the way back says, $10,000, I'll give $20,000. And then every one of the board members from Gamoa donates $20,000, I think. And there are 13 board members.
No. Oh my gosh. This is incredible.
So the momentum is just climbing and climbing and climbing, and it's starting to wane just a little bit. One dude takes his jacket off and his watch and says, I will give you guys this. It raises another $5,000, $10,000. Another guy takes his shoes off. Shoes. I'm not kidding, dude. It was madness. It was pandemonium. And at the end of the day, Gamoa raised $325,000 last night. Are you kidding me?
Congratulations. A well-deserved win.
Unbelievable. So to everybody at Gamoa, I know Mike and Sean and Christina and everybody at Gamoa that raised $325,000 in one night for Burt's Big Adventure. I'm overwhelmed. I think we're all overwhelmed by that number. Our future Burt's Big Adventure kids, I promise, will have the time of their lives with that money. So thank you to Gamoa.
I'm going to cry.
The Burt Show.